Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Chuck Haddon. He is the president and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Chuck's an early bird, so whenever we get him on the program, we get him on the show early. Chuck, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you this morning?
What are you doing up this early? You're the big cheese.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. You still got to get up and work out and keep yourself in shape.
Well, happy birthday. The MMA is celebrating its 110th birthday. That's a lot of years.
That is a lot of years. In fact, I was just thinking about that the other day. I have one of the original applications in my office from Ari Olds that talks about the 500 employees that he had. And you think back 110 years ago, 500 employees was a lot of employees at that time.
Well, tell us about the history of the MMA, how it originated, and talk about its growth.
Well, it was started by a number of manufacturers who came together 110 years ago and were worried about workers' compensation laws and how could they control workers' compensation costs and make sure their workers were taken care of, but at the same time not being cheated or, you know, putting money into something that wasn't working for them. And that was the original issue that they had. That and prison labor was another big issue for them, that the prisons were making furniture and things, and they thought that was unfair competition, and so they went to the legislature, and that was the basis for us to be started, was to work and lobby and work with the state legislature, not the federal legislature, not going off to Washington, D.C., just making Michigan the best place to manufacture products.
How many members do you have now?
We have 2,200 members at this point.
So how have the needs changed of the MMA from 110 years ago to now?
Well, we're still very much a lobbying-based organization working in Lansing. That's still one of our cornerstones, but we've added a few more cornerstones. We have a lot of services that we offer. We offer life insurance and health insurance and disability insurance and workers' compensation insurance. We also offer seminars and training, both online and within magazines and newsletters and things like that. So we've tried to keep with the times and keep adding things and keep finding ways we can help our members grow and prosper here in Michigan.
I can recall having several conversations about manufacturing a couple years ago when we first started doing this show. And manufacturing had been frowned upon, it seemed, during the time that the economy in the United States was doing poorly. The auto industry was failing. The state of Michigan economy was failing with all those loss of jobs. And then I remember we started having conversations with you and others about manufacturing and how one of the reasons England's economy has struggled so much because they went from a manufacturing type of economy to more service-oriented. And now they regret that, and they're seeing the after effects. And I can't remember who told me, Chuck, but I remember a guy saying, you know what, you want to be successful, you want to have a good economy, you just build things and build them better than anybody else.
Well, I think that's exactly true. I took some economy classes in college. I don't claim to be an economist, but there's only certain ways you can create wealth in a nation or in a state or any place. And you can grow something and sell it. You can mine something or extract something and sell it, or you can make something and sell it. That's how you create growth. That's how you create money and wealth. Otherwise, you're just a service economy just passes that same money around back and forth. You're not creating wealth over again, and so you're going to stymie and not grow. And I think that's something that even us in the United States are starting to see and realize right now, that we need to grow with some. We're doing some of these other things. We can't just be a service economy.
Now, we know that the auto industry is doing well. The numbers are up. The profits are up. What other sectors in manufacturing are doing well?
Well, there's no doubt that the chemical manufacturers are doing well. They're kind of a canary in the coal mine because you need sulfuric acid to cut steel. If you're cutting steel, you're going to be making our automobiles. So they're doing well. They're off and running. Their books are pretty full. There's no doubt that the furniture manufacturers are lagging just a little. They're kind of the other end of the tunnel. The people are not a little hesitant to buy office furniture until they feel that they're comfortable and they're really working towards things. But I see them starting to make a comeback now, and they're really starting to work towards it too. So I think there's a lot of different areas that are really coming out in Michigan, and I think manufacturing is sort of leading that turnaround here in Michigan right now.
Chuck, talk about the relationship between manufacturers and unions? Is it improved? Is it getting better? We hear so much stresses and strains about state workers and their unions with state government. How are manufacturers and unions working together?
Well, I think a real cornerstone for many of this was back in 08 when GM and Chrysler went bankrupt. And the unions, you know, knew that they had to find a way to make it, if they wanted to have a company to work for at that point, they needed to find a way to work together with management to get out of that situation. And they took on a lot of the responsibilities that management at that point had with health care and other things that they were worried about. And they were at a loss, and it was causing management to have problems. So the unions took on a lot of those problems. I think in the manufacturing sector, we've seen a major turnaround of making sure that we can work together to both survive and move on.
What can the state do to help manufacturers thrive more?
Well, I think there's one important thing that the state should be looking at, and that is personal property tax. Manufacturers pay a high personal property tax. Now, let me explain. A lot of people don't know what personal property tax is. I explain it to you this way. It's a tax on equipment and things that are used to be made to make manufacturing. So if you're a homeowner and you had a personal property tax and you went out and bought that new big screen TV, your tax would go up because that tax, you have new equipment and we're going to assess that tax on the value of that equipment. And of course it will depreciate over time. But suddenly you're going to say, wait a minute, now when I want to replace that big screen TV, I got to be careful because my tax is going to go up, so you're hesitant to do so again. And so that's, I think, one of the things the state can do is to get rid of the personal property tax. I will tell you that we're the first ones to say you've got to replace it with something because it goes to locals, and we use local services as much as everybody else, but we need to find a new system for doing this.
All right, what are going to be the new boom in manufacturing? What sector?
What's going to start growing, you think? I think the alternative energy has a real chance to grow a little bit. I think the auto sector is going to continue to grow. There are many that are fearful right now that because of 08 and so many suppliers going bankrupt, that we may not have enough people in the supply chain if we really want to get to the level we want to get to. So I think you're going to see a lot of growth in that area yet again. People may frown on that, but, you know, that's our heritage. That's just who we are. And that's what we know how to do and what we're the best at. So I don't think we should be afraid of doing that.
With the failures of Solyndra, is there really anything to this wind energy? I hear a lot of people talking about it, and Lord knows we have enough wind here in the state. But is there really any viability there?
There is, but we've got to be careful to grow it with the technology and make sure we're not adding costs to consumers at the same time. I think that's the balancing act. If we go out there and just say, okay, we need a goal of 25%, you know, percent of our usage should come from alternative energy by the year 25, that sounds great and it's interesting, but how do we get there? Is the technology going to be there? And if it's not, that means we're going to have to subsidize it somehow, and that's going to come from the ratepayers. And so I think we need to be very careful on how we go about doing this and do it in a thoughtful process. We're doing that right now. We're going to be at 10% by 15. Let's take a look when we get there and make a decision if we can go further and how we can get there. I think it's good for the economy. I think it's good for manufacturers that are working in our field. I think it's good for manufacturers that are out there looking for alternative energy solutions at the same time.
All right, Chuck, before we let you go, tell me about the 2012 CEO Executive Forum. It's Tuesday, May 8th. You got a lot of big shooters coming in to speak, as well as the governor. Tell us about this event.
Well, it's our cornerstone, really, more than anything else. We try to get CEOs and their senior executives out of their offices and come think about the future. We have Chip McClure from Arvin Meritor. He's the chairman and CEO of Arvin Meritor, okay. Big truck component automaker down in the Troy area and across the world. And he's coming in and talking a little bit about what we can do to change Michigan and put it on the right track. What are our best options? What are some things that we can do and focus on that we can make Michigan a top 10 state for are doing business in the state or in the nation. And that's really our goal, is to find out how we can become one of those top 10 states that people want to go to manufacture and to make things and to build a business. So I think that's a really outstanding lineup that we have here. We also obviously are going to have our awards, our Manufacturers of the Year, and that's always fascinating. We have some great candidates this year. I can't tell you who they are, but I can tell you that it's a very strong field. And when you look at some of them, Bill Demmer is a past winner of this. And that's a perfect example of somebody who gives to the community and build a great business at the same time.
Chuck Haddon is the president and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Chuck, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.